158 detainees from Afghanistan have now been transported from Kandahar to Camp X-Ray at Guantanamo, the U.S. base in Cuba. The commander of the operation there, Marine Brigadier General Michael Leonard, has been busy rebutting criticism that the detainees have been treated inhumanely. General Leonard says the U.S. will observe the terms of the Geneva Convention, but he claims the articles of the convention are difficult to apply.
Article 60 says that we're supposed to pay each detainee 8 to 75 Swiss francs per month, depending upon ranks. They don't use ranks. They're supposed to have copies of the Geneva Convention in their native language. I've counted 18 native languages so far. Now, that one we're working on.
But isn't the spirit of the Geneva Convention that you would treat prisoners of war in the way that your own servicemen should be treated as prisoners of war, should they be captured in battle? Can you say that the conditions in Guantanamo would be suitable for U.S. servicemen had they been captured in Afghanistan, say?
Well, I think the best way to describe it, Robert, is to describe how the security forces are living. Our security forces, both men and women, are living in tents. Their tents are actually much hotter than the units that the detainees are living in, because the detainees have a shade and a sea breeze, whereas the tents don't provide that. So the answer is, not only do they receive equivalent treatment to a potential U.S. EPW, they're getting very equivalent standards of treatment to what our security forces have. As another example...
But you're saying you're saying that if 158 Americans are being treated this way abroad, you wouldn't protest. You'd say that's consistent with the Geneva Convention.
Well, I think, Robert, you'd have to see what... And unfortunately, we can't invite the media.
We would like to send a reporter to see for ourselves, General. You understand that?
I understand that, but if you read the Geneva Conventions, you'll know that we're not allowed to bring reporters into a detainment facility, because that would be exploitation.
Now, this
and
was a
we're not allowed to do that.
This actually was a point that a spokesman for the Red Cross did mention. They felt that the photographs that had been disseminated, not by journalists, but by the Department of Defense, seemed to be that kind of exploitation. Was that a criticism that you took on board and acknowledged?
Well, I can't talk about the release of the photograph, but I can put it in context. The detainees are loaded in Kandahar on a military plane, and that plane is configured to transport military personnel, not prisoners. We have no planes configured specifically for prisoners. That means that hydraulic lines, electrical systems are exposed for ease of maintenance. And then the detainees are blindfolded and restrained while on the 24-hour trip to Guantanamo to prevent them from doing harm to the plane, to themselves, or to a guard. They wear ear protection. That's because the plane is noisy. All service members wear them as well. Finally, the detainees wear surgical masks because we suspect tuberculosis in some detainees, and this is the best protection we can provide detainees and security guards during the flight. When the aircraft arrives, the security guards take the detainees off the flight and put them on a 44-passenger bus. As quickly as possible, each detainee is removed from the group. The eye goggles, ear protection, and surgical mask are removed at that time. The detainee is given a chance to wash and take care of any personal needs. That photo was taken at the one point here that was probably the least advantageous for the government.
I want to try to understand the concept of what's to happen at Camp X-Ray. Is the idea simply to hold these men out of the fray until some resolution of a conflict with someone, in which case they might someday be repatriated? Or is it to try to get information from them? Or is it to prosecute them?
Robert, in my view, there's four primary reasons, and I can't go into the prosecution issue because that's out of my lane, but I can talk to you about the other four reasons. The first reason is to take the terrorists out of the fight. The second reason is to allow Afghanistan some time to rebuild. The third reason is to keep these individuals from destabilizing other nations. And lastly, yes, we are very interested in getting information from these people because, frankly, what we're seeing here is a transnational event.
Mm-hmm. There was a shortage of Korans at the beginning of this. How many Korans do you have now in the
base? Well, I'm happy to report that about an hour ago the plane arrived and we have enough Korans for everyone. We also have a Muslim cleric, one of the three Muslim clerics in the United States Navy, who is scheduled to arrive this afternoon.
Well, General Leonard, thank you very much for talking with us today.
You're welcome, Robert. Have a good day.
U.S. Marine Brigadier General Michael Leonard is the commander of the task force that's running the prison operation in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.